If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Amy Farrell, let's talk about these overhead lift systems. It's not only for, let's hold on. It's not only for the older community as well. It's for families that have disabled children, right? How many times, we had a caller after Frank announced the grant from the state a couple of 3 years ago. Lady called in and said, hey, my son is disabled, right? When he was younger, 4, 5, 6, 7, I can handle him. Son's going through puberty now.
Right.
He's getting a lot heavier. He's growing, right? I can't pick him up anymore. Yep. Can I apply for this grant for my disabled son? And sure enough, so when you're talking about overhead lifts and to transfer, it's not just for the elderly. So let's just open it up starting there.
Yeah, and it's not just for a caregiver and patient situation. There are ceiling mounted lifts or overhead lift systems that can work for people independently. I have a lot of veterans that maybe are amputees or paraplegics that use this equipment by themselves, so they don't have to have a caregiver. They can get in and out of bed, they can transfer from the chair to the toilet, things like that. But the reason I wanted to talk about ceiling mounted lifts today was because I think when it comes to the accessibility industry, people focus more on stair lifts or elevators, right? But this is a really important piece of equipment because transfers happen every day and they happen very frequently. You have to get out of your bed and get into the wheelchair. You have to use the toilet. You have to use the shower. So you have many transfers that happen a day, and that could potentially be a caregiver that's lifting you all of those times. Well, what happens if the caregiver hurts their back? And that's your only caregiver. What happens then? Then now you can't transfer anymore until they're better. So the whole point is just to show everybody that there are more solutions that exist than stair lifts and elevators in this industry, right? And ceiling mounted or overhead lift systems are one of those options that really make a big difference.
These aren't, I shouldn't say, blank. I would assume that these need to be professionally installed. You're not going to sink in like wall, you know, things you put your pictures on, those anchors. You're not going to sink.
There are solutions of like gantry systems that are freestanding, so we don't have to connect it to anything. It's just 2 feet and a rail, and you can move that with you. So if you moved bedrooms or if you moved homes, you can take the whole system with you. So those are fairly easy to install, but also you can take it to a more complicated level where you actually have a track system that goes from your bedroom and it's connected to the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
And it goes from the bedroom and the track runs all the way into the shower and over the toilet. Huh. And, you know, it can become complicated. But if you have a licensed professional like Access Elevator installing it, it's not complicated.
How often do you need to get those systems? So if you go into the ceiling above your bedroom, I don't even think about doing a track all the way to the bedroom. That's genius. If you've got enough clearance to get through the door and get to the shower, that's fantastic.
It's awesome. Yeah, they're wonderful.
Because I'm just picturing my mom, right? May she rest in peace and her memory be an eternal blessing. She had MS and she was in a wheelchair and it was dead weight, right? And when she fell, you know, David and my father and my brother had to pick her up and she had no use of her legs. Forget about it. Okay, so when you're getting somebody like that out of bed or somebody that has to transfer from a bed into a wheelchair, it's very dangerous, not only for the person that's being transferred, but the person doing the transferring. You're in a weird position. You're bent over, which is not the way you're supposed to lift anything.
Sometimes you're dealing with dead weight, right?
Literally.
Yeah, a lot of it. Yes. Yeah. So it makes a significant difference in the safety of, you know, the user and the patient, for sure.
Got a text here, and I'm going to apologize in advance for screwing up a lot of words in this text because they're big, more than two syllable words, Tim. David, overhead lifts in the hospital industry have greatly reduced injury to staff from moving patients, especially geriatric.
Oh,
what is bariatric?
Heavy. So that would mean you
post-surgery. Hang on. Let me find. Especially bariatric patients post-surgery. What's bariatric mean?
So bariatric, meaning like your weight is over a certain amount. So somebody that's maybe 300 or 400 pounds or more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and yeah, we have lifts that can lift up to 600 pounds.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Our standard lift is 440.
Wow.
So that's the standard lift, but yeah, we can go up to 600.
So I learned a new word today.
Bariatric. Yeah.
I should go take the ACT over again. Might clear that word on the verbal section. Probably not. Probably screw it up again. But bariatric, all you kids out there, working into a sentence. So what do these lifts cost? I assume depending upon where they're located and how far they're going to transfer the patient, how much, what are you looking at starting point?
We have simple gantry systems that can go over a bed. In a bedroom that are freestanding that start at around $7,000. So $699.95.
Okay. And what's the most expensive that that you've been involved with?
Yeah, up over 20.
20 grand.
Yeah, I've gone, you know, we can get into the 30s depending on how far you want to take the track. And, you know, if you're running the track from room to room, we have to open up headers on doorways and things like that. So the more complicated it gets, obviously, the more money it's going to cost. So,
Two follow-up questions.
Sure.
Number one, are there financing options available for our listeners who are over their skis with debt and can't afford to just whip a check out or Zelle you 30 G's or 10 or 5 grand for the system? Is there financing options?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can work that out with you. We'll have somebody from our office call you and they can run you through that process.
Is your population of clients, are they of the older skew, or are they younger? Are more than 50% over 65 years old? Because I just learned yesterday that 10,000 people a day are turning 65 years old.
Yeah, surprisingly, no. That's actually not the mass majority of our clients. It's, you know, there's a lot of people that just have general disabilities that also need this equipment. So yeah, the aging population is there for us for sure, and that's a lot of stair lifts and things like that.
Here's a 630. Do you rent these out post surgery, and then after I get better, you could take it out? I'm looking to get a hip replacement. Don't want to have to rely on anybody. Can I get it for when I get out of the hospital and rent it from you?
So it's not something that we do currently, but it's not outside of the realm of possibilities. To be honest, that's the first time anybody's asked me to rent a gantry system, but it's not outside of the realm of possibilities. So it could be up for discussion.
Probably not wise. I'm sure there are nurses and doctors out there going, probably not want to do that after surgery. You probably want to get a little help.
Yeah, if you're using it independently, the apparatus that you would have to use independently requires a lot of upper body strength and pressure on the hip. So it might not necessarily be the best option.
Got it. Tim, I know you're looking at me. I've been working out. My upper body could probably handle it.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
I know you were. I saw it. I saw it in your eyes. Amy, you
that's funny. I was thinking that too.
I know, Mike. I saw both of you are on my corner. Left eye is Tim, right eye is Mike, and they're both going, yeah, you could probably do it.
Yeah.
For listeners who want to reach out to you and access, what's the best way to do it, Amy?
Our phone number is 630-616-6249. I always almost give out my personal phone number by
which
accident.
Is
630-616-6249. And our website's allaboutaccess.com.